All through history, people have created stories that try to answer to the cry of the heart for a fulfillment of why we're alive. And they're cute children's stories, there's fables, there's all these things. I'm fine with all of them as stories. But they actually are all attempts to reveal what it is to be in right relationship with the Father. Because you were born to demonstrate unity between a son, a daughter, and the Father, and Him fulfilling what you were born for. Verse 37 says, "For with God nothing will be impossible." Say that with me. With God nothing will be impossible. Say it again. For with God nothing will be impossible. We've looked at this, oh goodness, countless times through the years, and I realize for many of you this will be repeat, but I love repeating it. With God nothing will be impossible. That phrase, nothing will be impossible, has interesting makeup, and it was Jack Taylor who helped me to understand this many years ago. I actually heard him teach on this passage before I ever met him. He has since become a personal friend and a friend of our house and writes me regularly just to encourage me. He's such an amazing father in the faith. But he took this verse, nothing is impossible with God, and he broke it down, and this is how it's broken down. The word nothing is actually two different words. It's the word no, but then it's the word rhema. Rhema is there's logos and rhema in the Greek language to describe God's word. Logos would be more used for the written word. Rhema is that which is freshly spoken. It's not absolute, but those are the way that is predominantly used in Scripture. So just think through this with me. Rhema, no freshly spoken word of God will be impossible. The word impossible actually means without ability. And so this verse can be translated this way. No freshly spoken word of God will ever come to you that does not contain its own ability to perform itself. Wow. No freshly spoken word of God will ever come to you that does not contain its own ability to perform itself. See, in James 1, it says, "In humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your soul." The power is not in my ability to receive. The power is in the word I receive. In the same way the acorn produces the oak tree, the power is in the acorn. The surroundings, the soil, is my amen to what God is saying. It is my surrender. It is my yieldedness to that which God has spoken. I have a role, but I don't make anything grow. I create the atmosphere of absolute surrender so that His purposes can actually be fully displayed in me into any measure He intends. No freshly spoken word of God will ever come to any one of us that does not in itself contain its own ability to make sure that what was spoken actually happens. And that's why the next verse is so significant. Verse 38, Mary said, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Let it be to me according to your word. We used to sing this song years ago, "Be it unto me according to your word." And it was this wonderful song. Dick Joyce, in fact, taught us, who is home with the Lord now, but a wonderful prophet friend that made such a huge difference in our lives in Weaverville and here at Bethel. But he taught us this song. I'll never forget it. "Be it unto me according to your word." We would just sing this song where we're using Scripture to sing into this place of absolute surrender. God, we want you to perform in and through us all that you intend. Now catch this thought. Jesus, almost walked on water. Jesus, or air, either one, air or water, same thing. Jesus, in the Gospel of John, the predominant feature of the Gospel of John is that Jesus came to reveal the Father. Yes? 10 of you agree? Anybody ever read the Gospel of John? Jesus came to reveal the Father. you know, if I keep at it, by the end of the day, we should have everyone. Okay, Jesus came to reveal the Father. Here's the deal. The Father is only revealed through his children. In other words, he can be revealed, but not as Father. He can be revealed as Almighty God. He can be revealed as the great judge. He can be revealed as the creator. He can be revealed as a thousand different things. But if he's revealed as the Father, it's in connection to the revelation of who his kids are. The point I want to make is that you and I have this incredible privilege to reveal the Father by us being what he has designed us to be. In other words, if I claim to be a good father, then it has to be measurable with how my children are treated. Yes? Your relationship with God as your father actually illustrates the quality of his fathering. And Jesus illustrated that very thing perfectly by doing what? He only said what he heard his father say. He only did what he saw his father do. He illustrated perfectly. You go to a place in Rome and you throw a coin into the fountain and you make a wish. Your birthday cake is brought to you and you blow out the candles and you make a wish. In the child's story, you rub on a lantern and a genie comes out and you make a wish. All through history, people have created stories that try to answer to the cry of the heart for a fulfillment of why we're alive. And acute children's stories, as fables, as all these things, I'm fine with all of them as stories. But they actually are all attempts to reveal what it is to be in right relationship with the Father. Because you were born to demonstrate unity between a son, a daughter, and the Father, and him fulfilling what you were born for. And so she says, "Be it unto me according to your word." That's the amen. I can't make that impossibility happen. How many of you are aware? You cannot make what God wants out of your life. You can't make it happen. But what I can do is I can say yes. What I can do is invite him to do what only he can do. So say this with me. Be it unto me,
be it unto me
according to your word.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you watched this video. I do pray that it's a great, great strength and encouragement to you. And I've got a verse that really is my cry for all of us. And it's Psalms 20, it's verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. That's my prayer. That's my prayer, is that this would be the season of rich, rich fulfillment. Thanks for joining us.